Welcome to Rage Game Network Podcast. Welcome to Rage Game Network Podcast. I'm Andy. Connor.
What?
Connor.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah.
Are we doing this?
Yeah.
Oh, did we start?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay.
You can see it in the mirror.
I'm Connor?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
There we go. Beautiful. So, Sarah's not here tonight because she went to Betty Bye. Somebody got here a little late today.
I don't know what you're talking about. Right on time.
It's 11 o'clock.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, 11 p.m. is real late for you, huh?
Dude, I'm running on, well, probably a full eight hours, but 460 milligrams of caffeine.
So you should be chugging along.
Yeah, but it's 2 hours past my bedtime. Oh,
only 2 hours?
Yeah.
Stop them.
Yeah. Shut up.
I'm just messing with you.
So, for all of you guys out there, if you don't know, you now will know that Minecraft got themselves an update.
Oh, yeah.
Caves and Cliffs, the new part of it.
The second half of it?
Yeah.
Second half of the update? So the only reason you wouldn't know is if you've been living on a rock.
Yeah, 1.18.
Or just don't care about Minecraft.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I feel like people who don't even care about Minecraft probably already heard about it from the people who play Minecraft.
Oh, my God. Have you actually looked at
it? I've seen, like, some of the how it generates now, and it's flipping gorgeous.
Oh, my God.
But I haven't actually played myself.
For those who don't know, like you, it is way easier to fall into a hole and just never come back.
Gone to the abyss.
Have you
seen some of the gorgeous
like
mountains
and
with
stuff?
Yeah, but with like a valley in the middle and
oh,
it's got like
yeah,
a river flow.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Gorgeous.
But if you
should make sinkholes.
You haven't played.
Well, there's caverns, but do they have sinkholes? Like just random holes?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay. Not where the dirt just falls in
yeah,
on
yeah,
you,
yeah.
But
obviously,
yeah, dude, like some of these, like the hole is like only about yay big,
okay.
And then it just goes, it's ridiculous.
I just run along and whoop. Where'd Connor go?
Splat. Luckily, they definitely put gradients in some of the ravines and stuff.
So you got like ledges to catch you and shit.
Yeah,
so you're not dropping all the way down.
You're not always dropping all the way down to the bottom, but you're
just
like,
free falling.
Oh,
like, huh, that sucks.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna go and check out the thing, and then all of a sudden you're down at negative like 43, and you're like, how the fuck do I get out of here? Some of those holes are big enough you could easily fly around inside.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Jeez, just have an elytra and just fly around
yeah,
in
oh,
it?
Yeah. I'll show you one of the caves that I ran into.
Sure.
And bedrock.
Okay.
But, yeah. Yeah. It gets a little fucking terrifying down there, man. Because spawns are like right there. Just right there.
Like right in darkness.
Oh, pure. And it's deep slate, so it's already dark to begin with.
It's already pretty dark down there.
Yeah.
What else we got here?
We got Halo Infinite. I did not get to play any of that. Obviously, I'm a Xbox player. I know.
For those people who can't see what I'm doing, I motioned toward his computer.
I will say,
can play it.
I will say this.
I don't know if you know this, but it's free.
I Okay, what?
So the full game, I don't believe it is. But when they released the multiplayer, that you could download for free.
Okay. Not as big of a deal. I'd rather have the full game.
You just want the campaign?
I'd rather have the full game.
But you haven't played... When was the last time... Have you played any of the campaigns? Ever?
No.
Yeah.
No.
So how would you know?
That doesn't matter.
All right. All right, everyone in Rage Game Network. Everybody listening, I just want you to know. This guy doesn't understand, okay? Don't.
It doesn't matter. It's like jumping into a Star Wars movie. You don't give a fuck.
So Star Wars
can be.
It's weird because you don't know. Like, it's, do you watch it the way they were released? Because that's the way they were,
no,
I guess,
you never
originally
watched
intended.
Those
or do you?
Things.
So you start from the beginning and go better, better, better. All of a sudden, shit quality, and you're like, what happened? You get to the third movie, it's like, wow, this looks like I'm watching it like today's day and age. You get to the fourth movie, and it's like, holy shit, did I just go back in time?
Yeah, but then you're like. You go through, get finished with the sixth movie, and you're almost crying, and then you get to the seventh movie, and you're like, "What the fuck is this?
This is garbage.
This is garbage." What was that? Reach for you guys?
Oh no, people love Reach.
Oh, people love Reach.
Yes.
Okay, which one was the seventh?
Seventh?
Like episode? You know what I'm saying? Like Star Wars.
Oh, I got you. For me anyway. Halo 4 was cool, but it was like trash.
Didn't get
right. I loved Reach.
Didn't
Some
get
people
you
do
there.
Bag and Reach, but I loved Reach. I loved the campaign. I loved the feel. I loved Forge. I spent many hours on that. That's probably one of my top areas of like time spent. Forge Halo. Second, Skyrim maybe. Actually, first is probably, yeah. So first is probably like League of Legends just because it's been years of me playing.
Yeah.
But, Halo's a cool second, and then right behind there is probably Skyrim.
No, I'll
Minecraft.
I'll try and catch up. I told my brother finally, and I'm gonna tell the rest of my family.
Oh, look at me! They're gonna disown you.
That thing,
that
thing with controllers.
Yeah.
Once it's dead, it's dead.
Ah. Moving on to full PC.
Full PC.
Yeah?
Yep.
Congratulations.
You're
getting rid of your training wheels.
There will not be another PlayStation after this one.
You do know you can use those controllers if you wanted on this?
Yes,
games?
I do
okay.
know that.
Okay, okay.
Most of the Steam games really work all right with it. It's just Minecraft because it's not through the Steam. I don't know
it's
how
It's not through Windows.
Yeah.
It's not the Bedrock Edition.
Oh, no. Okay.
I've never tried playing a controller for the Java.
I bet you I could set it up, but I would need
You might
more.
Have to map the buttons yourself.
Yeah,
and not,
exactly.
It won't do it for you, probably.
Halo Infinite came out. They started, like you said, with a free PvP.
Yeah, the multiplayer.
Multiplayer.
And they released that early, which surprised everyone, because it wasn't supposed to come out until later, but they released it on Chief's birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was super nice. So everyone was just loving it when it was released.
Then we had, and then you said the campaign came out earlier.
They just haven't released the co-op campaign. It's just single, I believe, at the moment. I haven't played it, these are all things I've just been hearing from other people.
Gotcha.
Just because I've been playing New World.
And then, yeah, like you were saying then was New World got their
update. Oh, yeah, so I don't know how many people play New World that listen here, but if you have been playing recently, maybe not in like the last few days because of Winterfest, the 16th it came out, Winterfest. Before then, I was taking a break for a long time just because it was a grind that it felt like a job. Like you literally had to punch in, grind, punch out to get anywhere, which is MMOs.
It's
MMOs.
No,
like that's what it is.
This
just
felt
like more.
Yeah, you gotta make up time.
This felt like it just wasn't fun. There wasn't anything you're really gearing towards. Like once you hit 60, you started at gear score of 500, and you had to grind up to 600, and you had to go to certain areas in order for you to have better drops at gearing, and then each piece of gear has a different watermark. So your gear score, it's your headgear, chest gear, legs. Oh, kind of. Each like, one only go up when you drop for that piece of gear.
So it's kind of like Anthem, where you got the legendary gear, the master classes, and
I mean,
stuff
yeah, you
like
get legendary
the,
gear and stuff, but
but that's how you you but rank
you
up.
You remember Destiny? With yes. Light levels and everything?
Yeah.
But you know how if you get a light level piece of gear, it's for everything.
Right.
Like it upgrades your
but
light level for everything.
This is individual.
This is for your headgear, chest gear, arms,
oh my
legs.
God.
It takes forever. So now with Winterfest, they released it so you can craft by doing dailies. You can craft these chests and it will guarantee you something to improve your watermark for a certain set.
Jesus.
Super
Christ.
Nice. Oh, yeah. So what I did is I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to take a break for a bit. I'll wait for this to come out, and then I'll grind again. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm going to go back in and grind. But we've also been playing Ark. Ark released their new map. And there's another piece of news.
Yeah. Then you mentioned League of Legends. It's Arcane.
Oh, yes. Arcane on Netflix.
On Netflix.
Have you watched it?
I have not watched it, but all I've heard is good things about it.
Only good things.
Now, the problem is it's just like Halo. I don't know where the fuck this is starting.
Oh, dude, this is brand new. You don't have to know nothing. You don't have to know nothing. I only know, like, I know the champions, but I've never read the backstories on a lot of them. So I didn't know all this.
This is like almost prequel stuff.
This is literally, yeah, like there's... They are putting together the show to do all the backstories of all the characters and then put them into like,
the
show itself. Yeah, and it's so well done. Cool. Oh my God, so well animated. You just have to watch it. It's
I'm gonna have to watch it. Yeah,
nine episodes.
Oh yeah, because they're doing it weekly.
Nine is it? You can binge watch it now. First season's done.
Okay.
But the second season's gonna be much longer. But they didn't start it until the first season ended because they didn't know if it was going to go well or not. So they didn't want to start early. So we're not going to get this until, I think, next year or 2003. I think it was 23, actually. We're not going to be
2023? Yeah, Jesus Christ.
I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that.
But no, it took Castlevania almost 2 years. So
well, they waited. If they had started it sooner, we might have been able to get it in 2022. If I remember correctly, it being 2023. But they wanted to make sure that everyone was going to love it before they started wasting time and money.
Kind of like what they decided to massacre on to was Cowboy Bebop.
Mm.
The live action. What? Mm. Okay, you've had, what, 3 flops now?
Of live action?
Of live action anime stuff?
Don't live action it.
Yeah. Well,
does anybody really ask for live action? I don't know. I don't think I've really even paid attention if anybody's asked. I've loved my anime for the anime itself, and I would never want to see real people.
Yeah.
When they live actioned Avatar The Last Airbender.
Oh, no, I'm talking about
so
Netflix.
I know what you're talking about, but I'm just saying, like, even when they live actioned, like, Avatar The Last Airbender, shit. Like, it was shit.
I can only see, like, a couple of things.
I'm not saying it can't be done ever, but I haven't seen a good one.
Yeah. Now, video games, on the other hand, I played...
Ratchet and Clank, right? Also, you don't know, it was not great. I still haven't watched it, actually.
However, I've played Full Metal Alchemist, the video game.
Oh, yeah?
And that was pretty good.
I haven't played the game.
It's really good? Kind of good. Yeah.
All right.
The one I heard didn't do so well is Sword Art, but your expectations of it must be, like, way up here.
Was it, like, a regular game and not, VR?
Yeah. Well, it was before, like, all the VR stuff.
Started coming out, yeah. That's what I thought, yeah.
So.
Did you see there's a thing on Kickstarter that is supposed to be, like, a Sword Art kind of thing?
Get out.
You're literally laying in bed, like, you're supposed to lay down with this thing and play games. Like, it's closer to that. It's not exactly, obviously, like,
the
nerve gear and shit.
How the fuck do you move?
I don't know. I haven't really looked into it. I saw like so many pictures and stuff about it. Let's
interesting.
See if I can look it up as we're
sitting here. Interesting. Yeah. I am kind of afraid of the deep dives or the full body dives.
You're afraid of that?
A little bit.
Now you just got to accept it. If you get stuck in there, fantastic.
Yeah, but then my body becomes mush.
But you know what? You're having fun in the game. No, I don't want my body becoming mush.
So
it's only if you're stuck in there for like 2 years like they were.
Yeah. Cowboy Bebop took a nice big dump, and they said they will not be pursuing that. It stopped after the first season.
Oh.
Actually, I think they said they canceled it halfway through.
Really?
Yeah. It flopped that bad. Yeah, nobody wants to watch your shitty live-action anime. I mean, no, this is the third one, I think. Because it was Full Metal. Then it was Death Note. Oh, no, there was another one. I can't remember. And then they did this one with Cowboy Bebop.
With the Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah. Have you ever watched that?
Mm-mm. I've like seen some episodes, but I haven't like actually watched through the whole thing.
I'm trying to do it.
I've heard people really like it if you get into it, but I don't know if it's just because I got into other ones and like those ones I know like a lot of people don't really like, but I love them because I grew up with it, and it's just that kind of thing.
Yeah. I don't know. It's the same premise over and over and over again. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, okay, I've watched Outlaw Star, and this is pretty much the same thing, but there was a whole goal behind Outlaw Star. Yeah. This just, oh, we need money the entire way through the show.
Money.
What you looking up now?
Remember, I was looking up the VR thing.
Oh, yes. Do I take a full-on sleepy nappy by?
No, I think you're just playing it while you're laying in bed. I did say there was like something that gets strapped to your feet. I think so. That's how you might move. I don't know. I didn't read it. I just skimmed through real quick. I'm like, yep, this is the one I wanted.
Japanese company Driver X recently unveiled the half dive.
See, now full dive.
on one of a kind VR headset. Meant to be used in bed while laying down. This is the device employs variety of features, including a unique 3D audio system, immersive haptic feedback, and distinctive control system. Sword Art.
Yeah, it gets into Sword Art and stuff.
The half dive should look somewhat familiar. Players lay on their back and rest their head on the padded base before strapping into an attached headset. Half dive features, okay, so on and so forth. It looks interesting. You do get feet straps.
Mm-hmm.
So that must be.
I just didn't read how they worked or anything, so. Or like the.
Oh, okay. The sensors pick up on the sides of like your pillow. There, pick up your hand movements and stuff.
Oh, so you can actually do hand movements and So when you reach out, it notices it and you can do stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It might be cheaper. Yeah. Kickstarter for the headset will launch in this November. So this past November, the base model will be around $700. The full set for $11 and. The very focal lenses model for $3,900. So, yeah. It seems like it would be a cheaper investment because the sensors and everything are right there and you don't have to have like a whole connectivity thing and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems interesting. I mean, a full dive set would be a little bit too crazy right now. You're going to have to work on neural pathways and shit like that. And, I mean, I guess we're heading that direction if we got a half dive set. Interesting. So you guys notice that once in a while we don't have an episode that comes out weekly anymore. Partially that reason is me, Connor, Sarah, and Ben are playing our game.
playing D&D.
Playing some monthly D&D. I would personally like to record it, but I don't want to edit. And it's a lot more stressful for all four of us to just like have to make sure all the equipment's ready, get everything recorded properly, and you know, there's
sure it all sounds good.
Right. So this is our time to take off. Speaking of time taking off, we are not going to be back. This will be our last episode for 2021.
Yes.
So for all of you listeners out there, we won't be back until after the new year. Probably we'll give it a week or two. Yeah. I know one time we took off a whole month.
We were gone for like 2 months, I think. Not last year.
Yeah, it might have been last year.
I can't remember.
Yeah, we were almost off for 2 months.
I think it was like a couple episodes after Thanksgiving, and then we took off the rest of the time, I think.
Yeah, and that's kind of why we had a whole big chunk missing.
Yeah,
from
we're behind on episodes than the year prior. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to take 2 weeks, call that good.
Yeah.
If it's a third week, we're probably playing our game. But
won't it be about 3 weeks? Because we got Christmas this week, and then we got New Year's, and then that following week will be the first episode. So 3 weeks, okay. Right?
Yeah, two weeks. Next week, and the week
Christmas,
after.
New Year's, and then I figured people are doing shit New Year's, so we probably following week. So it'll be 3 weeks before they see an episode.
So we'll be missing 2 weeks. We'll be back the third week.
Yeah, okay, I gotcha.
Yeah.
3 weeks away until you hear the episode. But
yeah.
Yeah, 2 weeks gone. I gotcha, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you got it.
I'm picking up which one. Dude, I've been so slow today. My dad was trying to talk to me and like telling me shit, and like it took me like, I don't even know. Like I was just lagging behind for a second. I'm just like, oh, I know what you mean now. I need to just sleep.
Oh my god. Sleep's a good thing.
Yes.
It's your friend.
I love how as a kid I was just like, sleep is for the weak.
See, I was never like that.
Like I was never like, I hate sleep. Like I liked sleep. I just never like it was never anything. I would sacrifice sleep to do other shit. But now, like if I sacrifice sleep, if I am brought to that decision, I'm like, do I really want to sacrifice sleep? Sleep's pretty nice.
Bed?
Yes.
Yeah.
Usually, what happens though is I'm doing something, and all of a sudden I see light peering, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? Oh, I fucked up.
Oh shit.
That's sunlight, shit.
Yeah. I haven't pulled an all-nighter since, like, college.
All-nighter for me is just I stayed up an hour too late.
Shut up.
I wouldn't say that's really an all-nighter, but, like, I saw the sun go down and I saw it rise.
24 hours you've been conscious.
That's been a while since I've done that. Actually, it wasn't even that long ago. I did it for Thanksgiving. I couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
And then people wanted to do shit early, so I stayed up.
And then you came over here after that, didn't you? Or it was beforehand?
I thought it was the next.
Yeah, it was Friday or something. We recorded or something.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we recorded or did we play D&D that weekend, I think?
I think we played D&D because we had a kind of... but yeah, the D&D, the campaign's going good. I got to start writing shit down because like, what are we
Maybe
doing?
Maybe we should have a calendar of like days we're taking off, like the holidays or something. So that way people expect like, okay, there's not going to be an episode this week.
I mean, guys, the Discord, please, for the love of God, use the Discord. We need some opinions here and we would love to hear from you guys. Use our email, whatever, does not matter. There might be, I'm just going to inform the listeners right now, there might be a good chunk of change soon in the next, we'll just shoot for 5 to 6 months, maybe a year, where we might take off over a month. Me and Sarah are looking for a house. And the prospects of that have been not panning out super great, but our first house we looked at, the basement had a studio almost ready to go. That would have been
nice.
It had the drop ceiling and a raised floor with carpet and stuff already, so it would have been nice. Just had to put some drywall up and some soundproofing.
Sound dampening stuff.
Some man cave stuff, did you say?
I said sound dampening things.
Oh, sound dampening. Man cave stuff.
Man cave stuff, too. I mean, right here, item number one.
Yep. Got all my Batman shit. I'm going to have all
Dude, we should get those disc plates. Have you seen some of them? The metal poster things you can buy?
The metal poster.
You haven't seen those? Disc plate? Yeah, I'll show you.
We'll talk about it after. Yeah. But yeah, we're going to get the hookup when it comes to the studio because I definitely want to do more live video.
I did enjoy that. Playing that live games and just
live game,
and
dude. Yeah, that was fucking fun. Sweet.
Yeah. I did really love that.
That's definitely going to be a thing. More often.
Oh yeah,
we got to do that. Now that we got the camera,
faces more often.
Now that we got the camera, we can play D&D. We could do some board games.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I am totally stoked for that. So last year's resolution, I know we talked about doing more live episodes, but this year coming up, this could be a reality now. And it looks like we are getting more and more listeners, not daily, not weekly, but
hey, it's
close to
month. That's okay.
Close
it's
to monthly. Yeah, this is.
We've come a long ways since the beginning.
Oh my God. Yeah, I was talking to somebody about that. And I'm like, yeah, start at like episode 5 and then work your way towards us. But, for those people that are just jumping in and listening, it's fine to just jump in and listen because I mean we're doing news, we're gaming, all sorts of information. Oh, that was the one thing I forgot to talk about. Community Day started today. It is the year Community Day, so whatever Pokemon was featured this year in a Community Day will be out today and tomorrow, but sorry if you missed that. It's December 18th right now, so you won't be listening to this until the 19th if you're listening on time.
Yes.
So if you listen to it the 19th, good for you, before 11 a.m. If you listened after 6 p.m. on the 19th, I'm sorry.
Community day's over.
Sorry, you missed out. I didn't. I got my shinies.
Yeah.
I had no 4 stars yet. So, yeah. Oh, well.
You got more than I.
Yes, I do.
1 4-star.
I would totally trade with you, but... we got to be lucky friends,
well,
and we're not there yet. If we're lucky friends, it keeps the stats up higher.
Oh, okay.
So,
but it's not a guarantee.
It's not a guarantee. It could stay the same or go higher. So if I got a four starter,
it would go lower.
I don't think it goes lower.
Oh, so if you trade me 100, it would have to stay 100.
It would probably stay 100.
Okay.
So I have some also higher IV Pokemon.
I have lots of like 98s, 96s, like things above in like in the 90s, but I have one, a Fungus. For forms. Fungus.
Yeah.
Fucking Fungus.
So, for you guys out there, yes, we are Pokemon nerds. You guys know that now.
Just Pokemon?
Just Pokemon? Nah. No. I think we hit fucking everything tonight.
I think we did. Everything board we wanted to hit.
Yeah, board games.
I mean, I could talk about Magic the Gathering if you wanted.
We talked about that last episode, though, because it rolled into the D&D thing, and I saw some of those cards, by the way.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of them are really cool.
They're really fucking cool.
Yeah, and they're stupid cheap because they...
Not everybody likes them.
No, it's not that. I think it's a newer set. Like, this was released, earlier this year or something?
Yeah.
So they're printing them still, so they're pretty cheap.
Cool.
But I think other people are also... I like listening to like a lot of watching YouTube channels, and they're watching like the prices of MTG cards and everything. And they kind of track it because they're investors.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I just really love watching it. But anyway, he was talking about how like the new sets, Wizards of the Coast called them up when they took off they have like a block for anybody who's not a, store or like who's directly with them. They have a block where they won't do business with them until all the stores get taken care of, and then they'll start shipping them stuff too.
Yeah,
unless they get it from somewhere else. But so they called him up, and they're like, hey, how many boxes you want? He's like, none. Not of the Forgotten Realms. He took so many of those, but of the new one, the Crimson Vow, even though it's a great set.
Oh no,
no one
yeah.
wants to buy it. It's brand new, but no one wants
Target
to buy it.
Target has a whole shit ton of them.
Dude, they literally hit the stores like Target and Walmart so fast because no one wanted to buy it. They had so many, no one wanted to buy it.
The art looks really cool.
Art looks fantastic. The prices are pretty decent.
But the problem with them is I think it's in that realm of too fantasy.
I don't know if it's too fantasy. Are you talking about the Forgotten Realms, the D&D stuff?
No. Oh, okay. I'm talking like...
The Crimson Vow. I don't know how much you know. The vampires. And
yeah, the vampires, okay. The werewolves and shit like that. Yep. That's what I'm trying to get at. It's that cheesy kind of...
They were trying to return to something, and then they... I don't know. I thought it was kind of cool with like the wedding theme and everything, and I bought the Commander decks because the Commander decks are fantastic,
but
especially with a few changes, a couple cards, and bam, those things are ready to run.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
It just doesn't. Like, I saw the Forgotten Realms one. It did look fantastic.
Yeah, they do. I love Keldheim. I love Keldheim. Did you see Keldheim?
Just Games.
Yeah.
Has an unopened, like, full on pack box there.
Yes. You can buy them from game stores and stuff. I buy them I shouldn't say all the time, but I know.
Gotta hit up Just Games, man.
Just Games, or there's Cine Cards and Coin in Canandaigua. That's who I usually went to.
Yeah,
but
there's a whole lot of people out there that play too.
Oh yeah, I've been actually playing Friday nights with people.
Oh no shit.
Yeah, people from work. It's been nice because I just go over to their house on the way home, and they're on the way home, which is super nice. It's like a minute out of the way or something.
Right.
I miss one turn and I could take on the next turn. Like that was it.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. We just sit down, four of us get together, we play some Commander, we play a couple matches, and then we go home. It's great.
Cool.
I love it.
All right, guys. You know the deal. Go hit us up on our interwebs.
Use those things I know that you're always looking at. It's in
your
pocket.
Yeah, use your phone.
Text.
You're listening to us probably on your phone.
Probably. You're probably doing something.
It's a mobile version. Don't do it while you're driving. Jesus Christ, Connor.
I was talking about listening to us.
Oh, listening to us. Yeah, oh, yeah. You're definitely listening to
us. Dude, I listen to us when I'm driving. That's
on your way to work or something. school, who cares?
I'm not talking about messing your gas while they're driving.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, do not don't do want, that. Yeah, don't be ordering shirts while you're driving. Holy fuck.
Yeah, that too.
Which brings me to my point. Go to our website, ragegamenetwork.com. You guys know it, okay? Get yourself a t-shirt. Go to our freaking Discord. Hit us up on our Discord.
Please. My homework, even though we got the holidays, my homework, get the ladies their t-shirts on there.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
The V-cut?
Yes.
Yes.
And or just something better. I think I usually picked either unisex. I think they were usually unisex.
Yeah, they're unisex.
Yeah. I didn't know that. I'm not a woman. I'm sorry. All right, I didn't know. Once it was brought to my attention, I want to fix it.
Somebody you know?
Someone I know. I was like, yeah, that's not going to happen for me. I'm just like, all right.
So, yeah, pick yourselves up a t-shirt. I think we're going to whittle it down because, I mean, it isn't costing us money to have it up, but at the same time, we're not seeing it much sales. So we might just put up a limited time offer and then that's it for some of those shirts. We'll keep the general, like, if you rage it, we game it ones, but yeah.
You want a rotation of the others?
We could do rotations. We could do specialty ones, especially when we hit, like, our 1 year or something. I mean,
we've already passed that.
10,000 listens or something. I don't fucking know. All right. I think we're past that, too.
When was our 100th episode?
I don't know. I'm going to have to go back
through. I think we meant to do something with it, and then we totally forgot, and we just did normal episodes.
Yeah.
Because it was like, we counted it, and we're like, yeah, sweet, we got like two more episodes, and we hit 100, and then we totally forgot.
We almost got 3,000 listens, plays all time, but once we hit 10,000, we'll do something.
Super nice.
Yeah. Guys, just go to our website, tell a friend, you know. Share, anybody. Please share. Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Connor. All right, you know the deal. If you rage it, we game it.
See you guys.
Oh, damn it, I hit edge.